All right, let's move to Crown Shy. You're up on this one.
Okay. Crown Shy. So this was voluntary. This was something that she won the last round. So she just submitted this one. This is correct, right?
Yeah. What I'm saying
is right? Yeah. So she submitted this one despite not needing to.
Yeah, it's technically a shadow.
Yeah. And this is Owl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the talk singing verses are not my thing. You know, she's got such a beautiful singing voice that I always just like to hear her singing. But still, the talk singing is fine, I guess, but it's never my favorite choice. Good backing vocals, but there's this A note, this A sort of ooh that's mixed high enough to overpower the other oohs most of the time that it's there. It's a really cool song, but if she weren't immune, I feel like she'd land somewhere close to the middle than, you know, closer to the top with this one in particular. I'm kind of wondering if maybe she took some chances and kind of tried some different things because she knew she could.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Like, I don't think she would have done talk singing if she wasn't immune. And, like, I'm not a big fan of talk singing either, but, like, I kind of like it when what she's talk singing or just speaking is cool. So she's saying, like, interesting things that catch my attention, like she likes them because they're pretty. Is it useful to be pretty? I don't know. Is it useful to be pretty? I guess so. Having never been pretty, I don't know. But and then, like, the spies from Beijing have their tentacles everywhere. They're watching her computer through her USB ports. That was just cool. It just stuck out. Yeah. So, like, as you're listening, like, you know, the verses are at least keeping you interested, and you're like, what did she say? Which I think is cool. I think there's some cool syncopated guitar, like skank sort of guitar sounds on the offbeats, which I think sound really cool in the verses that I like. And I really like the way she rocks the mod wheel on the synth and the chorus. Like, it's this sort of retro new wave sound that I think is really cool. And there's, like, this lo-fi aesthetic through the song, which I like. So yeah, I would mark this in the top half. Like, I like the song and would listen to it again, but not her best work, but still pretty good.